Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. It is a good night tonight. It's Girls Night Out on Inspirista Talk Radio. This is Jennifer Tuma-Young, and I am your host for this evening and every Tuesday at same time, same station, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, I have to say, I'm very excited about the Inspirista I'm going to be bringing on in just a few moments here. And there's a bunch of reasons why and a lot I want to talk to her about. Well, one of the things I always said, my best girlfriend and I talk about this all the time, that, you know, what is the core that we like to do? What are the things we do with our life professionally and personally, because we're all one, you know, one being. You can't compartmentalize. And what are some of the variations of that joy that we have from our life? And what I love to do is I love making people happy. I love having fun. I love happiness. I love laughing. And a variation of what I do now, I've always said, you know, I would love to be a matchmaker, because I would love to have other people find love. That's been one of the great joys of my life, is all the love that's been in my life between family, my husband, my children. So that has always been something. Or I'd like to be a wedding planner. I have so many things on my plate, I'm going to add those to it. But they all stem from happiness and love. And our guest tonight is just that. She's a matchmaker, so I'm very excited to speak to her. But what's interesting about Jasbina Ahluwalia, and I hope I said her name correctly, is that she was a lawyer, and she turned into a matchmaker, and she made that decision because she had twins and a family, and she was trying to balance this career and her family life, and she decided she wanted to do it on her own terms. So this is a woman after my own heart. Her website is intersectionsmatch.com, and let me tell you, when I received her information and I went on her website, the second I saw her glow that comes from this woman's smile and the light in her eyes, I knew she's just going to be a fabulous guest, because she really is passionate about what she's doing and her life in general, and I think she's just going to inspire and amaze us, and I'm so excited to have her with us. Let's see if she's on the line with us now. Jasbina, are you there?
Hi, Jennifer. Delighted to be here with you.
Yes, great to have you on the show. So we have so much to talk about, and so many things that you've done that a lot of people, I'm sure, that are out there, women that are out there listening, are saying, first off, I said you were a lawyer, and now you're a matchmaker. And that's probably always the first question, like, how did that turnabout come? And just give us a little insight on that.
Sure. Well, absolutely. And actually, before being a lawyer, I was an undergrad and actually as a grad student as well, I majored in philosophy. Now, I don't know what, in terms of what your audience will think of that, but what I find is that actually it's quite logical to me. There's no, in terms of, in the philosophy courses I took, the substance of that was really in great depth and great breadth. We went into how to live a life of purpose and meaning. And I can't think of any decisions we make in life really as critical as the choice of the life partner with whom we spend it with. So to me, it kind of goes full circle in terms of where I started.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
So it's pretty interesting. And that importance that, I think should be placed on, each one of us, men and women, searching for that life partner. I just think that is, one of the most important decisions we're going to make, and it really impacts our life, and it impacts how we are living our life in terms of living meaningful, fulfilling lives.
Definitely.
So that's quite interesting. But, in terms of – in terms of also that progression, you know, I've for a long time now, I've had kind of in the back of my mind wanting to, you know, pursue an entrepreneurial venture. And I didn't quite have the idea as to what exactly that would be, but it was something that, you know, I felt an affinity for. I really wanted to do that. And
is an adventure, isn't it? I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's quite an adventure. So and it really fits into my whole philosophy of designing a life and really making it work for you, whatever the components might be, whatever one wants to have in their life, just making it all come together and work. Somehow, you know, making the time you spend doing the things you want to be doing, you know, making as much of your 24 hours spent the way you really like to be spending it. You know, to me, that's what success is. That's, you know, that's what's inspiring.
And designing it for yourself. I love that, too.
I'm sorry?
I love designing it for yourself, like you said, not feeling like you're burdened by life or you're trapped in your life. You're designing
Absolutely.
What you want your life to be.
You know, when you're trapped in your life, there's where you lose your power. I think that, you know, as women, I mean, I think that, you know, having the feeling of empowerment is so important. Having a mindset and a feeling that, you know, I'm privileged to be doing what I'm doing and I'm choosing to do it. And, you know, as soon as you find out that, you know, what you're doing, you know, was the right choice for some period of time or maybe some part of your life, but, you know, continuing to do it is not going to, you know, be it for you, then I think that is the time to kind of, you know, switch the direction and figure out another thing. And that's exactly what I did. I mean, I enjoyed practicing law while I was doing it, and it was the right decision for me for a period of time in my life. And but at this time of my life, it definitely, you know, didn't seem to be. It wasn't something that was exciting me any longer in the way that I wanted to be excited about how, you know, given the amount of time one spends, you know, with their productive professional life, I wanted something more different out of it, you know, at that point in time.
It served its purpose. It served
Absolutely.
Its purpose in your life, and you were ready for something else. And so
exactly.
So let's go into the how long have you when did you decide to make that leap?
I made the 2007. So it's been, you know, in terms of is when I founded Intersections Matchmaking.
Okay. So in 2007 you founded Intersections Matchmaking and it's been about 2 years now. And how did that sort of evolve for you over the past 2 years?
Well, you know, when I started it, it was, you know, the idea came to me in that I knew, you know, and Intersections Matchmaking, I should also say at the outset, we're right now focused on selective singles of South Asian descent. So we're talking about, you know, Indian people of Indian American descent,
mm-hmm.
people, you know, Pakistani and you know, Sri Lankan, South Asian background. And one thing is, as a second-generation Indian American, I knew that, you know, in second-generation meanings, I was born and raised in this country. My parents immigrated from India a number of years ago. And I knew from my, you know, from my experiences, from my relationships with people, both, you know, my mainstream friends as well as my other, you know, Indian American or South Asian friends, that this whole dating relationships arena, there are some cultural issues with respect to it that I felt like I felt like I could do a huge value add in terms of, you know, adding
Your
to the dialogue.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. My understanding of it, adding to the dialogue of it, and just helping people. I mean, I was just passionate about helping people navigate through that and navigate through some of those things. I mean, as you you may be aware, your listeners may be aware, you know, for a lot of second-generation Indian, we'll even just stick to Indian Americans right now. For a lot of second-generation Indian Americans, they are the first generation to be navigating the kind of dating relationship realm. A lot of parents of second generations who are in this country went through a different cultural thing, and more of an arranged marriage situation.
It's completely different cultures, I'm sure.
So navigating some of those, you know, the relationship issues and that kind of a thing, and even in times being kind of a liaison between the generations is something that I find myself doing. At the same time, just being a professional woman who's kind of, you know, who's had, you know, gone through some of those things that a lot of our clients are going through in terms of balancing a professional life with, you know, with a personal life. And that's, I think, everyone, that's globally, you know, something beyond that, you know, blows through all, you know, ethnicities. I mean, that's basically all busy, you know, men and women.
How do you juggle that? How do you try to find love? You're working. You got so much going on.
Absolutely. And you don't necessarily want to date someone that you're working with. And a lot of people, you know, in their profession aren't necessarily wanting to necessarily only date people in that profession, but most people in a profession, you know, end up meeting a lot of people in that same profession. And so it can be a quandary. And also a lot of people, you know, are pretty selective, and I think they should be. I mean, this is, like we said, you know, one of the most important decisions you're going to make. I mean, being selective is a good thing.
It's true. It is so true, Jespina, because, you know, I make fun of one of my friends because she is so selective with, like, when she goes shopping, you know, what jeans she wears. And then, like, the dating situation, it's like, come on, are you kidding me? Like, why are you going out with him? They're not a good match or whatever. And so I highly agree. You have to be selective. This is your life, and it has to be a good fit. So I agree with that 1,000%.
Absolutely. At the same point, and this is a tricky thing about it. I think being selective is very important, but also being open to things, you know, the person for you possibly being in a package, an unexpected package, or a package you may not have expected.
Yes.
An openness to that idea, I think, is also very, very helpful. I mean, if someone comes to me with, like, this really long laundry list of, you know, this is what I'm looking for. I mean, I think that, you know, that's something we work through. It's like we prioritize. It's like, okay, you know, that's not that hard to come up with that list, but let's say that, you know, is number one on that list or number 30 on that list, you know, which is more important? And let's explore why, because that why question to me is, like, the most important question. Then the why is where everything gets interesting, right? It's like, this is what's important to me, but why? And then you really get at the layers of, okay, this is something that is coming from this person. Maybe their values or experiences or priorities, or this is something that, you know, maybe is mixed with expectations of others that may not necessarily be something that is going to get that person where they want to go. Because, as you know, it's really hard sometimes to distinguish between, okay, this is something important to me, but this is, you know, expectations maybe society or family or friends have of me.
The standards that other people's play. And it's true what you said about the package thing, too, because my husband and I joke all the time. My husband has a lot of tattoos on his arms, right?
Okay.
I mean, tons, right? And when we were friends first, and I would always be like, you and those darn tattoos, you know, and now I, like, love them about him, and he's the greatest guy. And it's just funny because the package, you know, you might not have said, oh, I'm going to, you know, marry somebody with this or that, but it's what's the package is on the inside, to me, I think, is the most important thing.
Absolutely. So tattoos weren't on your list of 500 things
that
you
were... It was more of a funny thing between us as friends, because he just kept getting them on his arms, you know, and I was like, when are you going to stop with all those tattoos? And I would make fun of him, and now I'm actually like, can you tattoo our son's name here?
Aww.
Like, embracing the tattoos. Anyway, I digress. So, it's true.
Yeah, but
the
I tell people, you know, it's, you know, you don't even, as someone who appreciates who you are, one, gets who you are, like someone who gets you, like that's it, like that's the most, and then appreciates that, you know, that's it. Like that is, I think, a really important thing.
Appreciates who you are and gets it, loves you.
If they get it, you know, that's huge. And then you also want to get, and then part of that is just like appreciating that. So it's like, you know, and I think that essence, that's what really, I think that'll take you to the long haul.
So yeah. You're more than just a matchmaking service, like one of those online type dating things. I mean, you really get to the core. I mean, obviously, philosophy background. You have a lot of your certified relationship coach, right? And so you actually work with people one-on-one to get to what their needs are, what their values are, and all that. And then what do you do to match? I mean, do you just kind of use your skill set? Do you put them on a few dates? What do you do? I'm just curious.
So we have a very interesting model. And, you know, as I mentioned, you know, our focus, we have a niche focus in terms of ethnicities. And then on top of that, we're operating nationwide. So, and we are personalized matchmaking, so we're not an online site. So how does that work? So here's how it works. How exactly would that work? So, to begin with, you know, as you mentioned, I personally spend about an hour and a half to, sometimes it takes, you know, it could take up to 2 hours with each person, and we do what we call a personal consultation. And that personal consultation, like I said, an hour and a half, it's quite involved. And we really go through, you know, a lot of information. The purpose of it is really threefold. One is for me to really get a good understanding of who that person is, what makes them tick, what their background has been, background on many levels, you know, anything from, you know, education, dating and relationship history, you know, family background, you know, all of those things. Secondly, to really help work with that person on prioritizing, and also being a reality check, to be frank, sometimes with respect to those priorities
that,
and what
you know,
expectations
we need to
are. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not helpful to anyone, you know, to not. I think that's important in a gentle but frank way, you know, to be, and for men and women both equally. And then thirdly, you know, since we do talk about relationship and dating history, as well as just relationship, you know, family relationships and other relationships in one's life, to the extent there are any patterns from those past relationships that may, maybe presenting some limiting beliefs, so there may be some limiting thoughts there. You know, we deal with that to some extent too.
So if somebody's been like, you know, Justina, I don't know what the deal is. I keep getting in these relationships and they only last 3 months or whatever. You might even explore that a little bit so that moving forward, they learn from those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Exploring past relationships, and yeah, and you know, a lot of it is just, you know, asking questions and having that person, you know, give it to you as opposed to, you know, guiding. So it's so that's that personal consultation, and after that personal consultation, we run a criminal background check, and we just do that on everyone as a matter of course. And you know, I have people. You know, it's we have many lawyers, and just as my background is law, so I'm really, really familiar with, you know, the extensive background check one goes through to get licensed in any state in the country. But I still, you know, and so when I have people who have worked with the government and they're like, you know, I've had such a criminal, you know, and I say, you know, I completely understand. I completely get it. It's just,
yeah.
You know.
Give me your ID. I'm checking you anyway.
I'm going to check. Right. Absolutely. So we just do the criminal background. Exactly. So we do that criminal background check, and then really it can go one of two ways, okay? So one way, the most proactive, the most involved way is for us to do an active search plan with someone. And an active search plan is something that we don't offer to everyone we do the personal consultation with, because, you know, if we feel, we only offer it if we feel that we can really, you know, work with that person in terms of really help them find appropriate matches, find matches that have real potential for them. And so, you know, people say, well, you know, does that mean that not everyone gets it? And that's absolutely right. It's not worth that person's time or, you know, it's just not,
yeah,
we
don't
want
to waste anybody's time, your time,
yeah,
or their time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So one is not everyone is offered. And of those who are offered, not everyone elects an active search plan as well. If one does, then the way that works, and this is how the nationwide works, is we have a team of our scouts, is what we call our scouts. And who our scouts are is actually they mirror our client base to a great degree in that They're men and women. They're men and women of different ages. They're men and women largely of South Asian ethnicity. And what they're doing is, and they're not working for us full time. I mean, these are full-blown professionals who are doing anything from practicing, you know, what I used to do, practicing law, practicing medicine. They are, you know, working in tech. You know, they're doing a number, they're in various fields and industries during the day. And what they do with us is they like connecting people, and they you know, believe in the idea of connecting people. And so what they're doing is, you know, any number of three things, sometimes all three, sometimes one of three. And the three things that they're typically doing is, one, some of them are attending events on our behalf in their respective cities. So these people are located nationwide. So they might go to a you know, a cultural social event in their respective city. And while they're there, they'll be doing two things with respect to us. And those two things will be, one, spreading the word about our services generally, and two, helping us look for potential matches for our search blind clients. So
checking
I'll give some very...
the scene.
Oh, I'm sorry?
I said checking out the scene.
Exactly, exactly. So they, exactly, they're getting a good picture of this. So they are... so they'll connect us with people. So I'll give broad-based criteria at some, you know, before some of our scouts go to these events, and they will exactly check out the scene exactly and see who might be an appropriate match and connect me with them. So that's one thing they're doing. Another thing they're doing is some of them are not, you know, as you can imagine, they have really quite busy schedules, you know, in on their own of their own. So what some of them are not as able to do the events as frequently, but they are instead just canvassing their own social professional circles with that broad-based criteria that I'll let them know of time to time on the different searches we're doing, and again, connecting me with people who would meet that. And then thirdly, some of them are actually hosting mixers in their respective cities. So those are the different ways the scouts are
like
are
a love recruiter. I like that.
Yeah, and it's a way, and it's, you know, it's and they are, you know, interacting. They're going to the same places. They're interacting with, you know, just like our clients. So it really it really works well.
It gives
in that
them
way.
A good idea of who this person is. I mean, they're not just filling out a form and saying, you know, this is what I am or who I am. They're seeing them in action. You know, how they are in, at an event. They're getting a feel
oh,
for
well,
them. Maybe,
no, so the
you
scouts
know.
Aren't our client. Well, so the scouts. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so they actually
are looking
that's
at these
exactly
people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. It's not exactly. So they're saying, right, they're interacting with them. They're speaking
yeah.
with them. And or they're part of their world anyway. So they, you know, they have a history
yeah.
with them. So absolutely. You've
yeah.
got it. And so yeah, that's actually that's great. I mean, I love how you describe that. And then so that's that. Okay, so that's, you know, so those are like executive recruiter models and that we do that. We sometimes run, we'll sometimes run personal ads in different publications. So, for example, there was an, something called API, which is basically a convention of physicians of, you know, Indian descent. They have nationwide conferences. It's a nationwide organization and they have nationwide conferences. They had a conference recently in Florida, and during that conference in Florida, for the first time, there was a newspaper that was given, you know, the rights to do, you know, real-time reporting at that convention. And so what we did is that was a great, you know, we know the publisher of that paper. So part of our thing is just being, you know, establishing relationships with different publishers of different publications around the country, right? So
yeah.
we were, you know, that opportunity was brought to our attention in terms of, okay, so this publication is going to be there. We're deploying real, you know, reporters real-time to be able to report the, you know, the happenings of that convention. And so we thought that for some of our clients, we actually thought that would be a great, you know, that would be a great place for us to, you know, run these ads on behalf of some of our clients. So we'll like, so we will identify opportunities like that. And, you know, for certain of our clients that
sounds like everything is just really focused and customized on the client. You have different
exactly.
methods depending on maybe what they're looking for, where they're located. And you know, just from a business point of view, for people that have businesses that are listening, a great tip that you said was leveraging all the relationships that you have in your life, you know, whether it be publisher, you know, you're making relationships and leveraging the ones you have in your network to kind of, you know, help with your business. I think that's just a good rule of thumb. Get out there, network, meet people, you know, and see how you can use that network. You know.
And women are great with relationships. It's just like, you know, how can I help you? How can you know, it's just kind of helping. I mean, if you just look at it that way, it's just how can we help each other? And I think there's synergies everywhere, and I think that I think that people in general who can see synergy. I mean, there's so many synergies that if you just think about it, in some ways, everything is almost interrelated. One of the things I always say is if
you have a network, instead of thinking of, like, how can my network help me, think of ways you can help your network, you know, and then it usually comes back to you. Like, I'll look at my, you know, who do I know for this person or that person, or how can I help that, you know, and it usually comes back to you, you know, in a positive way versus looking for what you can get, you know, and stuff.
And having that mindset is great. And there are opportunities out there, you know, because connecting on so many different levels is one, connecting in terms of matchmaking, but two, just connecting, like you said. I mean, people are looking for different opportunities. And, you know, you get, you know, when you know different people, you get to
open
learn
yourself up to so many different things.
Absolutely. And
well, what's interesting too, Jasmina, with the intersections matchmaking, you've only started it 2 years ago, but you seem pretty, like, you've got a great system in place. We only have a couple minutes left. Can you believe the half an hour? It flies. I have
it
so many questions.
Really,
I didn't even get to,
really fast.
Get to go through with you. It's so interesting. But I mean, in just a couple of years, you made this leap. I mean, I didn't even get into asking you, you know, how that whole transition was the leap into all of a sudden now you're in your own business. But what do you attribute were you extremely organized on the onset? Have you learned as you go? I mean, what's some, you know, because that's pretty great. I mean, 2 years, a lot of times people are still working on their website. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? I'm
a long way.
I think a couple of things. I think it helps to be passionate about what you're doing. I think that's a key thing. But I think also getting support from people and is huge. I mean, we didn't get into, but you know, I have a huge amount of family support with respect to our twins. You know, and that's huge to be able to. To have that, we were in, we were in D.C. for a launch party for a publication that we support and who, you know, featured us in their launched publication, and we were able to leave the twins with, with my parents. So, who is a better, you know, who are better caretakers of
your twins than
their grandparents? But so that kind of thing is immeasurable, you know, to see, you know, who in your life, you know, maintain having those relationships. And then the other, you know, I mean, my husband is like my biggest supporter, but he's not only, I mean, he's a supporter. He takes a very active role, very active interest. I mean, he's leading our business development initiatives right now. So it's not
great.
It's not all about me. You know, it's if it was just, you know, it is very much a collaborative effort in that way. And I think that, and that
Don't
goes back
go
to
alone,
finding
ladies.
Someone. Yes, exactly. Just
Don't
having
go it alone.
Having people in your life that support you to such a great degree. And I mean, going back to the matchmaking, having a partner in your life that is so supportive of you. I mean, that's, you know,
true
so
testament
that,
to what you're doing.
Absolutely. Just to go back full circle to the matchmaking.
Yeah.
So
well,
anyway, yeah.
But you know, Jasmina, I mean, what you said about the support and having people in your life, when you're passionate about something and they see that, they want to support you, I imagine. So I think another good thing, like you said, is follow your passion, ask for help, enlist the support, and people, you know, and then it all comes together. I always say, you follow your dream, and you, all of a sudden it feels like you're hitting the gas pedal on how fast it's all going, you know, because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely. And the first step can be the hard. The first few steps can be the hardest, and you, that's where you just kind of got to, you know, jump in and
jump
say,
in.
Oh, right, you know, because it, you know, taking those first steps, right, that can be, yeah, that's what you just have to do. It's that leap of faith.
Yeah.
I think you, to go full circle to matchmaking again, I mean, it's, I think of, you do that also with, you know, not, I mean, it's with your eyes open, but it is still to some degree, you know, you are making that leap with someone. You are, you know, and also, you know, with a business and with pursuing something, especially if it's different,
yep.
You know, not the road, you know, taken typically. It's that jump.
You gotta
in,
let
you know.
that passion be your wings and just take that leap and let you fly, you know.
I love that analogy. Absolutely. I think
so. Listen, we are, can you believe it? We are out of time here tonight on Inspirista Girls Night Out. I was on the line with Jesbina Aluwalia. Did I say your name properly? Do you
yeah, Aluwalia. Perfect.
Aluwalia. Okay.
Yeah.
The website is www.intersectionsmatch.com. Check her out. You're going to catch the replay on inspirista.net, and I'm going to link to Jesbina's fabulous site that her husband is helping with the business development on. It's a group effort here.
Absolutely.
And we are going to have you back. I would love to have you back. I'm assuming you're going to say yes, because that's just the way I think.
It's been a pleasure.
But
it has, and that positive thinking is, you know, entrepreneurship and relationships and everything is.
Yes, it all goes together hand in hand.
Does.
And ladies, we're going to catch you next Tuesday night. We're a little over time, and I can't wait to see you next Tuesday for another fun Girls Night Out. Jesbina, thank you so much for staying up late with us tonight.
It's been a pleasure, Jennifer. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.